Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building an amen-style riff that feels like a real drum and bass hook, not just a chopped break loop. The goal is to create a short call-and-response phrase, with crisp transients on top and dusty mids underneath, all inside Ableton Live 12 using stock tools and smart editing. This kind of riff is incredibly useful in a drop. You'll hear it after the intro, in the first 8 or 16 bars, or as a switch-up before the second half of the tune. It works especially well in jungle, rollers, darker jump up, and rougher halftime influence D&B, because it gives the track a rhythmic identity without relying on constant bass movement. And that matters. Why this works in D&B is simple. Call and response creates motion. It gives the listener a tiny conversation to lock onto. At the same time, the break has to stay punchy enough to cut through the kick and sub, while the dusty mid-range adds that worn-in, underground character. So we're not just making a break sound cool on its own. We're making it sit like a usable musical idea inside a proper drum and bass drop. Start with a break that already has character. Drag an amen break, or something similar, onto an audio track in Ableton. If you want a faster workflow, use simpler and slice mode so you can trigger and edit the hits more easily. Look for a source with a strong snare, readable hats, some ghost notes, and enough mid-range dirt that the processing enhances it instead of trying to invent the whole personality from scratch. What to listen for here? A snare with a real crack, not just a tick, hats or ghost notes with some shuffle and life, and enough body in the mids that saturation gives you attitude instead of fizz. If the break is too clean, that's fine, but you'll need more processing later. If it's already heavily crushed, keep your processing lighter so the transient shape survives. Now chop the break into a call and response phrase. Build a one-bar or two-bar loop, where the first half asks a question and the second half answers it. A simple way to think about it is strong hit on beat 1, snare or snare-like accent on beat 2, a little opening or ghost note somewhere in between, then a response hit later in the bar that mirrors or answers the first idea. Don't overcomplicate this. The point is not to make it random. The point is to make it speak. Try making the first phrase a little more open, then make the response a little busier, or do it the other way around. Keep the snare as the anchor. If the groove feels cluttered, remove one ghost note before you add anything else. What to listen for now? Does the answer feel like it completes the phrase? And does the loop still cycle smoothly after a few repeats? If it does, you're already on the right path. If not, shift one hit or mute one small element until the phrase starts to breathe. Next, split the riff into two layers. One layer is the crisp transient layer. The other is the dusty mid layer. You can duplicate the break to two audio tracks, or use two chains in an instrument rack if you're working with simpler. This is the key move in the lesson. On the transient layer, keep the attack clear and controlled. Use EQ 8 to high pass it gently, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, so it stays out of the way of the low end. On the dusty layer, do the opposite. Keep the mids where the grime lives, and if the top is too sharp, low pass at around 6 to 10 kHz. You can go two ways here. One approach is subtle. Keep both layers fairly similar and use EQ just to separate them. That gives you a more natural, broken-up break feel. The other approach is heavier. Push the dusty layer harder with distortion and filtering for a darker, jungle texture. Use the cleaner route if you want a roller or techier vibe. Use the rougher route if you want the break to sound more abused, unstable, and underground. On the crisp transient layer, keep the processing simple. A chain like EQ 8, drum bus or saturator, and MIDI compressor if you need it is enough. Trim the unnecessary low end first. Then add a light touch of drum bus, maybe 5 to 15% drive, with boom either off or very subtle. If you use saturator, keep the drive modest and use soft clip if the peaks get too spiky. The goal here is not to smash the transients. It's to make sure the front edge stays decisive. If the attack gets too soft, the whole loop loses urgency. If it gets too harsh, back off the drive and check whether you've cut too much low mid body. What to listen for? The snare should still cut through clearly, the hats should feel crisp but not brittle, and the layer should still breathe dynamically. If it starts sounding papery or flat, reduce the processing and compare it to the dry version at matched volume. That little reality check saves you a lot of guesswork. Now turn the dusty layer into the personality carrier. Use something like autofilter, saturator or drum bus, and EQ 8. Start with a low pass or band pass approach depending on the vibe you want. A useful zone is somewhere around 500 Hz to 4 kHz if you want that dusty, mid-focused character. Then add a bit of movement, even if it's tiny. A A slight cut-off change across the phrase can make the loop feel alive. After that, use EQ8 to clean up the low end, often with a high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. This layer is allowed to feel worn, compressed, and a little ugly. That's the point. You're building atmosphere from the break itself, not adding another sound on top. What to listen for here? The mids should feel dusty and animated, not just muffled. You want texture, not blanket mode. It should add that paper, wood, or torn fabric feeling to the break. Solo it if you need to, but also mute it and hear whether the groove still works. Then mute the crisp layer and check whether the dusty layer still has real attitude. Both should matter. Now shape the actual call and response. Make the two halves slightly different. Move one ghost note. Shorten a tail. Mute a hat in the first phrase and bring it back in the second. You can also open the filter a little in the response phrase or automate a tiny upper mid lift. Keep the changes subtle. In DNB, the best phrasing often feels more like a shift in attitude than a dramatic rewrite. That's why this works in DNB. The drop needs movement every few bars, but it can't keep resetting its own momentum. Small differences between the question and answer give the loop forward motion, while staying DJ-friendly and repeatable. That's the sweet spot. Now check the riff against the kick and sub. This part matters a lot. Loop 4 or 8 bars with the full low end active and listen to how the break behaves in context. If the riff masks the kick or makes the sub feel smaller, the problem is usually too much low mid buildup in the dusty layer or too much low end left in the transient layer. Carve it more aggressively if needed. High pass both layers a bit higher if you have to. Trim around 200 to 400 Hz if the loop feels boxy or congested. What to listen for now? The kick still feels like the floor. The snare still anchors the backbeat, and the subline stays audible and stable even when the break gets busy. If those three things are true, you're close. If not, keep cleaning rather than adding more processing. Most of the time, the fix is level or EQ, not more devices. A really useful tip here is to build the phrase a little lower in volume than you think, then turn it up only after the groove works with the kick and sub. A lot of beginner mixes go cloudy because the break is simply too loud, especially in the mid-range. And in break-based DNB, fatigue makes people overthicken the mids and overbrighten the highs. Keep your ears fresh. Once the core groove works, add subtle movement with automation. A tiny filter shift over 4 or 8 bars can be enough. You might let the dusty layer open slightly in the second half of the phrase, or give the transient layer a small boost in the response. Keep it restrained. If every bar changes dramatically, the loop stops feeling like a DNB riff and starts feeling like a sound design demo. A good rule is one noticeable change every 2 or 4 bars, not every beat. If you want a more subtle, hypnotic roller feel, keep the motion minimal. If you want a more aggressive jungle or dark club feel, make the sweeps a little more obvious, but still controlled. If the groove is working, commit it to audio. Freeze and flatten, or resample it so you can edit it like a real riff. This is especially useful if you want to move a ghost hit, cut a tiny silence, reverse a slice, or nudge one part of the phrase a few milliseconds. Even a 5 to 15 millisecond move can change the feel from stiff to swaggering. DNB Pocket is often about micro timing, not obvious swing. Tiny edits matter. Now think arrangement. Don't just leave the riff looping forever. Give it a job. Try a filtered version in the intro, then the full call and response in the first drop, then a switch up, where the dusty layer gets more dominant, and finally a second drop, where the response phrase is a little busier or brighter. That kind of evolution keeps the listener engaged while preserving the identity of the hook. If you want a darker second drop lift, keep the rhythm the same but change the tone. Maybe the response phrase is more muted, maybe the mid layer is more damaged, or maybe the filter opens differently. The ear hears continuity plus escalation, and that's exactly what you want. Before we wrap up, here's the core mindset. Build the riff as a conversation, not a random chop. Keep the transient layer crisp. Keep the mid layer dirty. Make sure each half of the phrase says something slightly different. Always check it with the kick and sub, and don't let width or saturation destroy mono focus. If the loop feels strong in context, commit it and arrange it like a real DNB hook, because that's what makes it feel finished. So here's your challenge. Build 1-2-bar amen style riff with a clear question in bar 1 and a clear answer in bar 2. Use one break source only. Make one layer crisp and one layer dusty. Include at least one timing edit and one tonal edit between the two phrases. Then audition it with kick and sub until the snare feels like the truth test. If it still makes sense after 8 repeats, you've got something real. Take your time. Trust the groove and keep it controlled. That's the sound of a proper DNB break hook.